Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so shoot the boo guarantee thing. This became part of the show when Gator first did it over a decade ago when he said, there's no way the Lions are going to take Matthew Stafford in the draft. I'll drink beer out of a shoe. I'll make a shoot the boot guarantee. And then they took Stafford in the draft. And it felt like right after Gator made that guarantee, the reporting on what the Lions were going to do shifted towards Stafford, and eventually they took Stafford. So then after the corporate lawyers got involved, and you should have seen the email chains back and forth, it was agreed upon that Gator could wrap up the show one day by pouring a beer into a shoe and drinking that beer out of the shoe. Quite frankly, disgusting. Since then, there have been several shoot-the-boot guarantees, none of which have had the outcome with one of us drinking beer out of a shoe. I made a shoot-the-boot guarantee that Jeffrey Okuda would be the starting corner on week one. Obviously, you want these guarantees to go your way, so that none of us are really – it's not like we're making bold-ass predictions.
In fact, they're really not supposed to be bold-ass predictions.
No, not at all.
I mean, you don't shoot the boot on something that you don't think is going to happen. In fact, you want to be very, very confident. That's the reason why you're, dude, I'd shoot the boot if that happened. Right?
I mean, you aren't putting them out there, but you're also not doing it on something that's 100% guaranteed no way going to happen, right? So anyway, last week we were talking about whether or not the Tigers, this was right before they announced that they would call up, actually it was right when they announced they'd call up Mize and Skubal. And there was a lot of, why the hell not? What difference does it make? And the Detroit Tigers starting pitchers, they're starting pitching, their ERA at the point of the call-up was 7.42. So, Kang, you didn't hear this. Okay. I made the shoot-the-boot guarantee at the time that the rest of the way, Skubal and Mize would have a better ERA than 7.42. Okay, so that's the remainder of the year that those two would be better than the Tiger pitching staff's starting staff's ERA had been up until that point. Okay, so it's just the starters. Their ERA was 7.42. So I make this shoot the boot guarantee. Skubal then goes out and gets knocked around pretty good, gives up 4 earned runs and doesn't get out of the second inning, right? His first start. And his ERA was well over 7.42. Mize brought it down a little bit. After their first pair of starts, their ERA was 9.95. And I'm like, look, there's a long way to go, people. But there was definitely texts and Twitch comments and tweets coming in about me drinking beer out of a shoe. After Skubal yesterday, their combined ERA is down to 8.30. Am I nervous? Well, currently I am sitting in a position where Jeffrey Okuda takes most of his reps with the twos, and Skubal and Mize's ERA is they're combined over 7.42. I am sitting right now with two losing bets, and I still feel good about both of them. Do I feel great about both of them? Not necessarily, but I feel good about both of them, but not great.
Do you feel better about either one?
Like, which one do I think is more likely to happen? Mm-hmm. No, I feel like they're both likely to happen.
Really?
I feel really good about both. I don't feel, great. I think
I feel you should be a little bit more nervous about the Tigers one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more nervous. If I have to split hairs here and say which one I'm a little bit more nervous about, it's the Okuda one. Just because there might be an organization that wants to send a message and says we're not gonna hand it over to the rookie. Now, we do have the out clause. I said barring any injury. If he gets hurt, the bet's off.
But if he's active week one,
yep,
he's got to start.
If he's active week one, he's got to start. You think I should be more nervous about the Tiger one?
Yeah, because if they put these guys on pitch counts and he gets knocked around again, or either one of them get knocked around early and they pull him, I mean, that's not going to help your cause at all.
No. Now, if I have to drink beer out of a shoe, I'll drink beer out of a shoe. I mean, I've already got the shoe picked out.
Well, you shouldn't if you're confident.
Well, I don't think I'm going to have to. I mean, do you think I'm going to be drinking beer out of a shoe?
I'd be more nervous about the Tigers one.
Okay.
The Okuda one, I think you're pretty safe on. I just thought it was hilarious that he started out already with the twos when you just locked it in that this guy's going to be starting week one, which should still happen.
Yep. But
maybe it was just a quick message of, hey, we're not going to hand it over, like you said, but it was, you know, it was funny to me at least. I texted Gator right away and said, hey, did you guys talk about this?
It's funny because I'm obviously paying attention to everything's reported out of Lions camp. We're gonna get less stuff now than we've ever gotten before. But as I've watched, you know, the information come out, you know, every time it says Okuda made this play and Okuda did that. At the beginning, it was Okuda got turned around like a top. Okuda now he's starting to settle in a little bit. So I'm feeling a little bit better about Jeffrey Okuda.
Yeah, because didn't he get beat a few times that first day, too?
Oh, yeah.
It was bad, right?
Yes, and believe me, it was all being reported. And, you know, I'm good with two right now. I got two concurrent running shoot the boot guarantees that will all be decided in the next, like, month and a week. But I don't want to get carried away making these things. But at this point, I feel pretty good.
Would you rather do a full beer out of a shoe or a shot out of a sock?
Can you do a shot out of a sock?
You have to wring it out.
Yeah. I'd rather do a beer out of a shoe.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so let me tell you about the shoe. I had some old running shoes, and somewhere along the line, I lost one. So I've got this one shoe that's been sitting. I keep waiting to find
it.
I keep thinking the other one's going to show up. I mean, these were comfortable running shoes, and like, where did it go? It's got to show up.
No, that other shoe's like with your keys. It's like Thelma and Louise. They're both gone.
Yeah, it slipped into a nexus in the universe. It's in a parallel world right now. So I've got this one shoe. I'm like, all right, well, I've been hanging on to this for like a year now. I may as well shoot the boot out of this. Now, it is a running shoe, so it's been pretty disgusting. But it was in decent shape. So that'll be the use for the one remaining shoe I've got. Let's get to Champa Chump. Champa Chump of the weekend. Here is my champ of the weekend. This is the most ever. This is the highest total ever. Did you see how many points the Toronto Raptors bench scored yesterday in their 150-122 victory over the Brooklyn Nets? They didn't score 50 points. They didn't score 60 points. They didn't score 70 points. They didn't score 80 points off the bench. They didn't score 90 points off the bench. The Toronto Raptors bench had an even 100 points. 100 points off the bench for the Raptors. That's ridiculous. Now, I mean, they got guys like Serge Ibaka coming off the bench, but still, 100? 100 points. It is an NBA record for most points off the bench since they've been keeping track of the statistic. The Toronto Raptors bench with a 100-point performance, my champ of the weekend. My champ of the weekend, I'm going to go with this something that we call the NBA draft lottery. I mean, F you, man. Seriously. Once again, a Detroit team drops in the draft lottery. And I give Troy Weaver credit. I'm a big Troy Weaver fan. He took a very steady and measured approach, wasn't going to whine and bitch, and said, yeah, we can make something happen at 7. Kind of the same thing Steve Eiserman did. I think it's the right thing to do. You don't make excuses. I got a job to do, and I'm going to do it. I've got this resource. It's top 10 pick. Maybe they trade up. Maybe they trade down. Or maybe they land a great player. But, and there'll be a great player on the board at seven. It's just not as obvious as it is the higher up you are. But if there's a draft lottery, we're going to get screwed. That's just the way it works. So the NBA draft lottery is my chump of the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.